obtained the promise. Epitukchano. Really cool, okay? Tukchano, you may remember when we talk about interceding for people, we talk about tukchano as in the opposite of hamartia. Hamartia is missing the mark, right? Hamartia, missing the mark. Tukchano is to nail it. You hit the bullseye, okay? Epitukchano, he came in and nailed it with, by long-lasting enthusiasm, not whining, not yearning, not longing, but being enthusiastic because he was convinced that he didn't know if it'd be tomorrow or the next day or the next day, but he knew it was going to be one day, and he was excited about it. Got it? Okay. Abraham hit the mark. He hung with it and reached it. Now, we got this picture up to now. Got the contrast here. What's in the world is people longing and yearning and not doing anything about it, and it just goes downhill. God swore by himself and told Abraham, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. And Abraham was able to get it by walking in long-lasting enthusiasm until he nailed it. He hit the mark. He reached the point where it happened, right? As far as he was concerned, it couldn't not happen because God Almighty, whom he would refer to as Elyon or El Shaddai, because the name hadn't been revealed yet, he didn't know him as Yahweh, right? But he knew that God had, I would really like to go through, maybe we will sometime. You go through and spend some time looking at the chronology of all these things, which is where we're going. Looking at the chronology of all these things and realizing, you know, when you got people living 800 years and 700 years and 550 years, all that kind, the overlap of the generations are amazing. Like when you go through all those numbers, you realize that Noah was still around when Abraham was born. Because he lived 500 years after the flood, 550, I think, right? Okay. Anyway, all of this gets into understanding, first of all, like Abram then knew something of God Most High. Okay, Elyon. Because everybody knew something about, they had all kinds of gods, right? But everybody would have known something because it hadn't been that long, right? Well, it had been hundreds of years, I know, but it had only been X number of generations, right? So, why are you talking about all this? One of my new favorite words is really cool. It's called historicity. Historicity. You can remember it because it rhymes with authenticity. And the definition of historicity is that it has authenticity. Historical, say historical. Historical authenticity. Okay? That is the characteristic of having existed in history, okay? Not mythology, not even just theology. This is history. History. The events that we're talking about, the things that we're reading, they are, in fact, I tried to use the word, I think I was sharing with Julie. Y'all may remember a couple of weeks ago, if you were here, I hit a point, and I was trying to say historicity, but I just mangled it. It was in my mind. It was connected to history. This is a real thing. Remember I said it's mind. It's not blind faith. It's informed faith because these things are, and I don't even remember exactly what I said, but it wasn't historicity, but it was close. That's what I had in mind, so I went and looked it up. Okay? These things are historically true. Think about even going back all the way through, or most of the way through, in the Old Covenant. Okay? Think about, for instance, you can look in 1 and 2 Samuel and 1 and 2 Kings. Look in Isaiah. Look in Daniel. Look in Ezekiel. Look in Hosea. They will give you names and dates and places, sometimes even supported with particular events that were going on. Do you understand how documented that is? They weren't making up stories. These are not stories, which makes me so angry when, I know innocently, okay? We don't mean to, but we should just not be slothful. When we talk about Bible stories, they're not stories, they're records. People were keeping records. They wrote down what they heard, talking about prophets, for instance. They wrote down when they heard it. In fact, if you go back into some of the Psalms, some of the translations out there will give you a little bit, like David, this is after the guy was cursing him and he was out in wherever that, not Lodibah, anyway, in the wilderness area when he wrote the 63rd Psalm. Okay? These are historical facts. All of these things are in historicity. They are historical authenticity. You can go find them. And what's exciting, without getting too far off, where are we? I got to do this fast. Okay. Been studying some along with a few other folks. How many or so many artifacts have come to light in just the last, we'll say 50 years, that confirm, if you go back a little past that, probably 75 years, but especially in the last number of decades, probably 5 to 6 decades, how many artifacts, archaeological evidence has come up, or even written things that have come up, beginning back with the Dead Sea Scrolls maybe, that confirm, that give testimony to so many of these things. These things are not stories. They are absolutely records. They are a chronology of God dealing with men. Even the covenant that God had in the earth, they give us details of Jesus who walked out this covenant that we're discussing, blessing, I will bless you, and I will multiply you. The covenant with Abraham, bringing into history where it's written down, it's documented, the revelation of the mystery that God intended from the foundation of the world. It's so awesome. Now, it said that Abraham